Okay, we're continuing in the Drushas Haran, in the Drush HaRishon, in the Masada of Cooks, from page Chaf Gimel. So the Ran had been talking about Maisa Bereishis. Chazal tell us that Maisa Bereishis can't be talked about publicly. So the Ran says when he's going to talk about Maisa Bereishis, he's not going to talk about anything you're not allowed to talk about. But what exactly Maisa Bereishis is, now he's going to talk about that now. Amnam Inu Maisa Bereishis, what is this Maisa Bereishis that you're not allowed to talk about? Which he's not going to, he just wants to define the general idea. What does it mean? Tzarech b'arachav, there really needs an explanation of what the Gemara is referring to, and what the Mishnah is referring to when it says, don't talk about Maisa Bereishis publicly. Ki nei, HaRambam Zal Amar Shemaisa Bereishis Hi Chachmas HaTeva. The Rambam says, in his introduction to Mor Nevuchim, that Maisa Bereishis refers to Chachmas HaTeva, the Chachma of knowing the natural world. V'yesh b'zeh stiros gedolos. So the Ran says there are many stiros here, I think he means by that questions. Kein b'di b'reinu b'yesodos u'b'merkavim ha'mshachim mehem davar shiz chayvi bo hester v'halama. Any talk about the physical world, if you're describing, again, the yesodos, which are the fire, water, air, and earth, discussing that and how the world is made up of this stuff and how the fire leads to this and whatever, all that kind of stuff, there's no way Chazal said you can't talk about that publicly. And if that were true, we'd have to know, like, what's the level of what's too detailed to talk about. The Ran says it's clear, it's pashut, that talking about the physical world, like in a scientific way, there's no way that there's a problem talking about that. Aval roi she is parsing that you could tell everybody. Sheri yadua shechachmas harfuz v'chachmas avodas adam v'amira nimshachas mechachmas atava. Take for example, medicine and agriculture and all these things. That all comes from understanding the natural world. V'imkein hinei hayoshim bari aprosus darshim tamim b'maisa breishes. If so, you're going to say the farmers out in the sticks, they're being darish maisa breishes all the time. So therefore, if that's the case, it's not clear, then what do we mean then? Maisa Bereishis can't be talked about publicly. It means literally the talking about the physical world that you can't talk about publicly. The Ran says that can't be. The answer is, he agrees with the Rambam. You're right. Maisa Bereishis means Chachmas HaTeva, knowing how this world works. But not the kind of stuff you could figure out with the scientific method. The Maisa Bereishis that we're talking about is a sort of understanding of this world that cannot be known without having Nevuah, without some connection to Hashem. Cannot possibly be understood with any scientific method. So what is that? Because really, there are two types of actions that things take. There's a kind of actions that happen based on what the person's makeup is, their physical makeup, like an animal or a tree or a plant, things that they do, say an animal, that comes from what it's made up of. And then there are things that come from that are done, that the thing does because of who they are. He's going to explain that soon. So things that are actions or properties of something that are based on their physical makeup, so you can test that in a laboratory and figure that out. But what makes them up, what uniquely makes them, there's no scientific method that you're going to be able to use to figure that out. The only thing you'll be able to see is experience it. And then once you experience it, you're not going to be able to understand why it is that it happens. And now he's going to explain what he's talking about. Let's take, for example, a pepper. We know, naturally, that it's spicy. And we know the reason why a pepper is spicy, because it comes from the yesod of esh, the fire yesod. That's how the Ran understands it. So because if you explain that pepper has this yesod ha'esh as part of it, okay, so naturally it's going to be spicy. But why do human beings laugh? And why does a magnet pull things towards it. We're going to know it because we're going to see it, we're going to experience it, but we are not going to understand why. Because they follow this thing called tzura, the thing that makes it what it is. That you cannot know with any type of experimenting, cannot be known with any type of experimentation. Again, this is the Ran's understanding, as I understand it, the Ran's understanding of science, that there are certain things that come from the natural world, and other things that don't come from the natural world. And just to what he's going to say, just but I need to say it now, is the things that he's referring to, why a person laughs, he's going to say it comes from the way Hashem created the world, which is Hashem made angels, and it goes in this chain down. The angels control lower things, and they control the earth and the moon and the stars, and that has some power over physical things. There's a spiritual dimension to this world that causes things to react. In other words, if, like we've talked before, the moon controls the tide, right? So that's not that is something physical. You can explain it, but it's close to not physical. It is physical, but it's close to not. So there are things that are truly spiritual, and that comes all the way from the top, Kaviyachal Hashem, and goes down levels. The angels affect this, and this affects the planets, and the planets goes down and down. So there are things that come from the spiritual side of things that you can observe it. You can observe that a human being laughs. Again, I don't know if this fits with science today, but there will be things that you won't understand why it happens. You can observe it does happen. There's many things in science, certainly like this, where we know that's what happens. We don't know why it happens. And the Ran is saying those sort of things, that comes from their spiritual background. It's because that's the way spiritually Hashem made the world, and as it goes down through the malachim, that's caused by spiritual forces that work on the physical world. There's no way to test in a lab for spiritual stuff, but things that are physical that you could test for in a lab. So anything that is physical like that can be discussed in a lab, so then that you can talk about all you like. But anything that comes from, you have to know which angel you're talking about or how things work in Shamayim, that's the sort of thing you don't talk about publicly. So it continues the Ran. Main suffix shop alam ha mischaivim mitzad chomer hadaver be'erech ela mischaivim mitzad etzem hadaver kemar midli. So the difference between actions that happen because of what the physical makeup versus things that happen because of what the thing is in and of itself are totally different. They can't be compared. It's like a drop in the bucket. Ke'elu yotzim mi'amitas hadaver v'atzma ve'elu nimshachem mi'mikrav shem yotzim mi'amitaso. Because actions that happen because of the way the thing is in its true essence, which is caused by the spiritual side, so that is on a much higher level, a deeper level than things that are just the result of their physical makeup. So the actions that come out of what the thing is itself in its deeper essence, that comes from the Nosin Atzura, meaning Hashem, or lower down the chain, as it goes further down, the angel or the thing above it. You can't figure any of the spiritual side of things out from wisdom. It's impossible to know that sort of thing with your own brains. That's what Shlomo says. This is what Shlomo said. All this I tried to figure out with Chachma, and I see it is far from me. Rachok mashaya, it is far what was. The amok amok miyim t'enu, and it is very deep. Who will find it? Ratzah bazeh, what Shlomo means with this in the second half, the rachok, the less famous part of the pasuk. Rachok mashaya, the amok amok miyim t'enu. So he means ki mishu omer shachachma rachok mimenu. Someone who says that wisdom is far from them. The amar acharkach rachok mashaya, and then he continues with the next part of the pasuk means kalomar lo tachshav she omrei shu rachok liyek im basagas hadvar masidim. Don't think when I say that wisdom is far from me, that's only about stuff that'll happen in the future. But you'll think maybe that you can figure out what happened in the past already, like creation. Because there are many things that already existed, and I don't understand them either. And it's known to all that you cannot know this stuff. V'lachein amar kol zeh nisisi b'chachma, all this I tried with wisdom, ki kvar hodu kol hachachamim shezeh ritzon olam b'yidiyas atzmi advar v'apulis and imshachim behem. Everyone agrees, all wise people know that things that occur because of the way they are in their essence. Davar zeh lo tasa b'kipo hachakira, you cannot figure that out with science. That comes from, you have to know how the spiritual system works. V'chein sochak ha-Rambam zal al-Galinus, therefore the Rambam laughed at Galinus, which was some Greek doctor. She'amar, that Galinus, or however you pronounce that, said, she'hayos ha-adam sochak lo yedo lo siba. He doesn't know why human beings laugh. Amar, and the Rambam says, ki umikata nimna she'itzvadi lo siba. It's impossible to know why men laugh. Why human beings laugh. Because that goes to the essence of what a person is, and that cannot be known with science. That's, you'd have to know spiritual things, the spiritual world, to understand why it is that way. So now the Ran sums up. So based on this, the Ran wants to say, when we say don't talk about Maisa Bracious, that is knowledge of the physical world, but it's the true knowledge. It's the knowledge of the essence of the physical world. Not the type that people can figure out scientists can figure out. That's knowing things in their essence. In their spiritual essence, really. Which is its essence. This comes from where they come from, which is the angels. You're not going to understand any of that without nevuah. That's why in the same Mishnah it says, don't talk about Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava is clearly a spiritual thing. But that's why they're next to each other, because they're really both spiritual things. Vishniyei le'a b'mayla, it's just a level down. Kishtei le'a chachmas tia b'hena ha'saga b'ruchnim shem sichlin m'vdolim. Because both to know Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, both of them require knowing the spiritual worlds. That's why that's not talked about publicly. But even though the Rambam is, agreeing that it does mean, like the Rambam says, Maisa Bereishis means knowing the physical world, but it means the spiritual side of the physical world, knowing the essence of things. And if you'll ask, Maisa Bereishis is Beatzma Maisa Merkava. Based on what the Ran just said, I just told you basically the same thing. Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, they're both understanding the spiritual world. In one case, how to understand the spiritual world. In one case, how to understand the physical world. He's going to answer that, basically. Shrei Maisa Bereishis and Enokim Ideas Tzuras Advarim. So, because Maisa Bereishis, I just got through telling you, is really understanding the spiritual world. So the Ran is saying, what exactly is the difference between Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bereishis, if they're both a way of saying understanding the spiritual worlds? Hatshuva, the answer is, Roy Sheteida, that you should know, understanding the angelic world and the spiritual worlds. So there's two levels. Echad hitalos vehekesher mashalamata mehem. One is understanding what's below the level of the angels and that sort of thing. The second level is knowing what's above the angels, namely God Himself. Obviously, those are two very different things. So understanding levels below the angels versus understanding levels above the angels. I mean, there's things, spiritual levels between the angels and God, whatever, other higher levels. So therefore, Maisa Bereishis means understanding this world from its spiritual side, meaning its connection to the angels, which means to say, in case you haven't gotten from all this, the Ran is saying that the physical world is affected by the spiritual world. Its essence, it becomes what it is because of the spiritual world. So understanding the connection between the physical world and the spiritual world, how they're connected, and in what way specifically they're connected, and how it affects it, that's all Maisa Bereishis. So understanding Maisa Merkava, therefore, is not understanding this world, it's understanding above the level of the angels, the connection between the angels and Hashem, how that works, how they're connected, how that comes from the connection between the how they're affected by the upper worlds above them, how that thing goes down from Hashem down to the angels. So those are the two different levels. Everything we've just discussed, Bir David b'Mizmar Echad Nichbad Shiyasad. Everything we just said is included in a Perek in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Tes, Behu, and it says, Hashem Chikartani Vateda. Hashem, you investigated me, you were choker after me, and you understood. Also, what he means by that is Laodia Shechakiris Adam Inena Masegis Lidias Atzmi Advarim. That man can do chakira, can do scientific investigation, and still won't get it. Only Hashem can understand how exactly everything works. The Farish Bezek Sas Psukim Shem Amudi Hamizmer. So now the Iran is going to digress and discuss this parak in depth. Hine Hischil. So the parak in Tilim starts Hashem Chikartani Vateda. So Hashem, Chakartani Mimi, Vateid of Ipol Atem Alze Alashon. So it says Hashem, you investigated me and you understood. So that's a little hard to understand those words. Ki Dias Hashem is Berach Inen Avar Achar Chakir. Hashem doesn't need to investigate us; He knows us. So what does it mean, Hashem, you investigated us or you did research into us and you understand us? He doesn't need research. Aval Mitzad Shiratzelo Dias Shachakiras Adam Osasig Leidia Amitis Tavas Alashon. What it means to say is trying to say, as opposed to us. Meaning, we research all day and we can't figure out ourselves out. Hashem, you can figure us out. You, Hashem, who your wisdom reaches the levels of true knowledge, of understanding of creation from its essence. My investigation will not get me anywhere. On this way, it says afterwards, the next pasuk, Atayadata Shifti Vikumi Bansa. So it says you know my sitting and standing. So the Ran says Ain Suffolk Shesh Beldam Tnua Shay Niras Shiyu Yosin Elamus Mitnuas Hayeshiva Vakima. So that doesn't sound like the biggest mystery to figure out, sitting and standing. So it chose these, which are seemingly like simple understandings of how a person sits and stands. Ki adam yaniya atzma v'nidea kelev ha'mininio osam mahim. Person sits and stands, they don't know exactly how they did it, they just know they did it. Im kein sod shifti v'kumi gali elecha lo elai. So the sod of getting up and sitting down, you know, I don't know. Ki in safik shima umin lo yeda ha'kelem atzrichim lo pu'laso lo yifal davar. Certainly if someone who doesn't know what they need to build with, they can't build anything. A professional needs to know how to do it. So Vani Paul Bekalim Loidosam, and yet I use these Kalim, I use my body, and I don't really understand it. Imkena Tohu Yadel and Neapol. So you understand it, not me. And Achakach Amr, then it says Bansa Larei Meirachok, I understood my friend from far. I'm sorry, you understood my friend from far. So what does it mean by that? Since we don't understand other human beings or this world in its essence, just from what we can figure out in this world, it's similar, just like a person could figure out what their friend is thinking, they can only figure it out when the person's close, not when they're far away. Because my only way of figuring out what the person's thinking is based on what I see in their physical world. Kasher nadin l'mashal, like for example, b'adam shi'asamech shu'samech, if I see somebody smiling and happy, so he's happy. I can figure out what he's thinking, that he's happy. P'iros alpanav, hod hadam nazivo, I can figure out by his face when I see the way he looks, he sees the blood rushing to his face, l'espashi datev l'chutz b'is ha'simcha im adam shumer kavo, okay? However, the Ran understands the person when he's happy, so the blood rushes to the face. You could see it on him. When you see a sad person, you see a person's face looks blackened. That comes from what's going on inside of them. That's all observational. It's not because we understand the essence of things. Aval nitlis b'mikrim, it's just based on what we can observe in the physical world. Lo sasik davar zulasi be'es hakiruv. So therefore, I won't be able to figure out what the person's thinking except when they're close. And like mitzad shidias chamitis be'yu Hashem, you know the essence of things, the spirituality of things. Ban salarei mirachok, you could figure out what my friend's thinking even when he's not nearby. Okay, I think we will hold it here.